Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. And I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. And we'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. And I hope you'll be able to stick with us here this afternoon. We've got a special guest in the studio with us, Congressional Candidate Laverne Gore. And I'll be introducing her in just a few moments here. But I hope you'll be able to stay tuned. And also remind you that you can check us out online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can even follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/livewithpastoral. And you can also link to things with our church and other things there as well, all at livewithpastoral.com. Well, I'm going to get right into our program here, but I do have to make an announcement. Of course, a lot of people worried about things that are happening with coronavirus and shutdowns and all. And just wanted to let you know, of course, our church, we are not closing anything this Friday night, tonight, for our Friday night Bible study or Sunday services. Our schedule is as usual. And of course, we fall well under, I guess, fortunately at this time, but it's usually unfortunately, we fall well under the 100 mark that the governor was suggesting. If your church is closing down, I know not churches have not been asked to close, but some are voluntarily. And so if you're looking for a church to visit this Sunday, we'd love to have you visit us. But right now, though, we are still open, and our Pi Fellowship next week is still on track. So if things change, we'll let you know. But again, these are times that we're not supposed to panic. We're not supposed to be overcome with fear. We should prepare, and we should take precautions. And most of all, we should certainly pray and just look to the Lord. He'll guide us, and we'll be through this. Remember swine flu a few years back, and there were over 1,000 people had died from that before they even recognized it and talked about it much. We just keep on doing what we can, and things will work. Trust the Lord to work things out here in the long run. Well, having said all that, I want to welcome to the program today Laverne Gore.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me, Pastor.
I'm so glad to have you on with us. And as I was saying earlier, I have a vested interest in having you here. You are running for what?
I'm running for the 11th District Congress. It's an incredible district. It extends itself from Cuyahoga through Cuyahoga County into Summit County. And you live in that little arm part of the district.
Right.
It's the second, and I don't know if a lot of people know that, it's the second most poor, it's the second most impoverished district in the country, which is kind of sad, you know? We have a lot of public housing. We have a lot of wealth. It's a very interesting district. But can I tell you a little bit about me? Because I want to tell you who I am.
Sure. And let me just interject here a second, too, in being with that. I live in this district, and our church is in this district.
I humbly ask for your vote, Pastor. I'll ask again before I leave.
Okay? Well, that's that.
Have you voted already? Don't tell me.
I actually work at the elections. And okay. I was going to do the absentee ballot, but I just didn't get the application, so I'll do it there. It's usually, we have plenty of time. Mm-hmm. I'll be voting there on Tuesday. And as an aside, let me just say, I know Cuyahoga County, I know Summit County, surrounding counties need people to work the polls because a lot of the poll workers are older, and because of the susceptibility, generally speaking, if you're under the age of 50, you don't have much to worry about with this. this, even if you're under 60 or even 70 in good health. It's mostly people, the elderly, the people in their 80s in particular, 70s, and people with poor health challenges to the
respiratory
challenges, COPD, things like that, down into their 50s and 60s. You may not want to work the polls if you're doing. And so people are calling off. And I know Summit County, they're sending us a kit with disinfectant wipes and all kinds of things, you know, as hand sanitizers and all.
Well, you know, Pastor, I have my master's degree in public health. The biggest thing we can do is wash our hands.
Right.
Wash your hands. And if you're not washing your hands, don't touch your face until you can get some hand sanitizer on them.
Mm-hmm.
Clean your house. I mean, you understand. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it, and I don't know, and you'll have to correct me. Cleanliness is next to godliness. They found that out in the plague.
Mm-hmm.
And it still holds true.
Yeah. Well,
it still holds
true. The hygiene, public health laws in the Old Testament that the Jewish people were put under is what kept them from suffering from the plague. And, you know, some of the things, you know, you think about it, one of the things when somebody had leprosy, and of course the leprosy, there was a communicable disease, not necessarily exactly the type of leprosy we think of today, but remember one of the things that they were supposed to do, they isolated them away from the people, that's quarantining.
Exactly.
And they had to wear a mask. Not the healthy people. The unhealthy people wore the mask to keep from sneezing, coughing, and causing a spray, which carried the viruses and things. You know, people are running on getting these masks and everything, and it's making it hard for the medical people that need them. If you're not sick, you don't need the mask.
No.
And it usually don't fit well enough to keep everything out anyways.
And clean your house.
Clean, exactly.
Get rid of if you have boxes, papers, anything that's not necessary, get it out of your house.
So that's the hard part. You're hitting me on that because
I'm sorry.
I got stacks of books and articles all over.
I'm sorry. A lot of the candidates have suspended their door-to-door operations because the paper can act as a vector in transmission.
And the porous nature in the paper carries things. And
get it out of your house.
And that's where radio is good because I can safely say that we're not communicating any virus through the airwaves.
You're absolutely correct,
but,
Pastor.
But we get digress onto this. But again, you're starting to tell a little bit about your background and how you felt led to do this.
All right. First of all, you know, I born and raised in District 11.
Mm-hmm.
It was the 21st district before, as you are aware.
Right.
Before we grabbed you guys over in Summit County, we were the 21st district. It's one of those districts that's considered a minority-majority district.
Mm-hmm.
That means that Congress stipulated that so many districts within the United States would be designed to elect minority representation so that the Congress would be reflective of the society at large.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I've lived and grown up. I grew up on 92nd in Huff and 93rd in Woodland. So I am a product of the inner city. I went to John Adams High School, which is one of the Cleveland public school systems. As I tell people all the time, when I went to John Adams High School, it was 25th in the nation. Cleveland Public Schools, 25th in the nation. That's exceptional.
At the top end.
At the top end.
Right.
That's 25th in the nation. So I went on. I received a full scholarship to go to Pitzer College, which is one of the Claremont colleges in Claremont, California, which is a very, very prestigious school, in case you want to look it up. Graduated organizational studies in economics and history. Then I proceeded to go on to get my MPH at the Northeast Ohio College of Medicine, right here it's in Statesboro. Then I go on and I got my master's degree in education in adult training and development.
Mm-hmm.
I think what I do is I look at the healthcare problem and I say to myself, people are the healthcare. That, you know, and I have to look at it as group populations. And I think that's one of the things during this crisis that I'm looking at. So I've got my BA, my MPH, and my MED. I'm a mom. I've got three kids, three young men.
That's your PhD right there.
I am a widow. My husband was a retired Marine. He is, I feel like we did the Marine Corps together. My children, one of my sons is a graduate of West Point. I have two attorneys. Mm-hmm. I didn't get a daughter, and I have three grandsons, which is interesting because I didn't even get a granddaughter yet. But there's, it's going to happen for me. I'm going to have more. I think one of the things I can say to you, Pastor, and you might understand this, is that the Lord has been good to me.
Amen.
The Lord has been very good to me. Now, you want to ask how I got into this. But, you know, I remember that the Lord has been good to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how some of your listeners will feel, but I felt like I owed God a tremendous debt. Mm-hmm. Because coming from 9 children in the inner city, things could have gone very, very different for me.
Yes.
But all I've been is blessed, 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 blessed. And you keep one day you wake up when you get to a certain age and you were like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
God has been so good to me. What can I do for him?
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So people came to me and they wanted me to run for office, but they didn't want me to run on the Republican. I've been a Republican my life long. And I just could not run on the opposition side. I couldn't do it. So I said, you know what? If the Lord has been this good to me and he has brought this to me, we all remember Jonah. I didn't want to get stuck. So I thought, let me find, if the Lord wants me to do this, I will do it. Because we all know, as I told you earlier, he understands the beginning and the end. Mm-hmm. So if I'm going to be whatever he wants me to be, and then maybe... Forgive me, Lord, if this is the wrong thing to say. I can go about what I want to do because I want to do what he wants me to do first, as we all should
right.
be. So I saw the need. I think Congress, and I think Congress is a mess.
Mm-hmm.
I think
That's
it's a
for sure.
mess. Just one mess. We've got so many problems here in America. We've got the opioid crisis. We've got poverty. We've got health care. We've got housing issues. We've got homeless people. We've got veterans issues. And they talk about nothing but impeaching a president who I can't mm-hmm. find out what he did yet.
They couldn't either.
Okay.
So, I mean, I just started making things
right.
up.
You
I
just
mean,
get mad just, yeah. and decide. First it was Russia. Then it was impeachment. So I just decided enough.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are not caring about us as a people.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody needs to go to that cares about us as a people. And I guess a very close friend of mine, and I'll call her name and she's probably going to be upset. Donna Brown came to me and said, you must run. You mm-hmm. must run. So I followed the calling and I'm in this. And that's as good as it gets, Pastor. There is no ethereal glow that came through my window or anything.
No, and I didn't think you just woke up one morning and said, I had nothing better to do.
I pressed, pushed. I was holding on to things, saying no. And then when I decided that this is what the Lord wanted me to do, I said, okay, let's go. Because, you know, whatever happens, I win. Because I've met some great people.
Well, you know, look in the Bible and some of the people that God called into special things in the Bible, not just necessarily the prophets, but there were there were men, there were women that God called into specific purposes. Mm-hmm. And not all of them just said right away, oh, Lord, I just can't wait to do this. But, you know, there's the Bible says God gives us the desires of our heart. And a lot of times we just think that means, oh, I really want this and he's going to give it to me. But think about it this way. Sometimes when he says he gives us the desires of the heart, he puts the desire there. He gives us that desire for something.
I think that's what he did, Pastor.
And then you know, in a sense, just like as a parent, you want to give something, like say you wanted to give your son a brand new bicycle when he was little, and he's not so sure that he wants a bike, so you start dropping hints until he says, I want a bike.
Exactly.
And now you put the desire there because you want to give it, because you want to make him happy. And I think God, when he creates us with certain skills and abilities and talents. And then when we come to the Lord, he gives us spiritual gifts and abilities. And then he puts a desire there because he says, you know, this person, I've created him and formed them for this purpose. And he puts that desire there.
But,
we
know,
answer
Pastor,
it. And
I didn't think of this until you just said this. I have an MPH in public health, which is necessary now, adult education, organization.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hadn't put what you're saying together, but it's like
all there.
My whole life, he made it so that now.
Well, for such a time as this, huh? Like Esther, remember in the book of Esther, for such a time as this.
You're going to make me cry because I am sitting up here. I hadn't thought about what you're saying.
No, well, you know, I mean, the Lord works. And we need to be responsible. You know, as you were saying earlier, before the program started, we're called to be salt and light in the world. And we use our talents and abilities and gifts that God has given us. And so it's good to see somebody with all of this that you have. You could easily say, well, I'm not worried about politics. I got other things I can do.
I wasn't worried about it. But I own my own company.
Willing yeah. to do this. And it's a sacrifice. It really is. And you know, it's just we need people like you to get into politics.
I can tell you, I had not thought about this until maybe this is called what a revelation is about.
Hopefully the Lord will use this and some help other people as well, because people just don't know what God wants for them. And we need to be led by the Spirit of God. And we're talking about that. It's you know, time goes by so quickly. Before I forget, how can people contact you if they want to find out more?
Wow, you've just freaked me out. I mean,
that's okay.
Pastor, today something has just happened. I have a Facebook page, Laverne mm-hmm. Jones Gore for Congress. Right. It's Laverne Gore, the number 4, Congress, and .org. You can go to my webpage. You can go to my Facebook page. And I think you can find out everything about who I am, what mm-hmm. I stand for, what I believe.
Right.
Because I think that's important that you know me. Mm-hmm. I had one woman on Facebook today, and it was incredible. She said, I would love to vote for you, but you can't win because you're a Republican. Let me tell you one thing. I beg to differ with everybody. I can win because I'm a Republican, because I know that some of the things that you all know that God wants for us is not on the opposition side.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to pray about it and then go vote.
Yeah. Well, and that actually brings up a good point, you know, because you had talked about you were approached about running as a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't necessarily get into too many things, but in a nutshell, what would prevent you from running as a Democrat other than the fact you've been a lifelong Republican? Yeah, we've alluded to that.
And, you know, and it's my Christian faith, Pastor. Mm-hmm. More than anything, it's the babies.
Amen to that.
I have to say this, that the abortion issue is, I mean, we're wanting the babies to die on the table that are born alive.
And call it an abortion.
Have you?
That's infanticide.
Can you? Yes.
Infanticide.
Yes. Can you imagine that? I don't even know where we've become as a country, as a mm-hmm. people. And I've never seen anything like this. And I don't believe that the abortion issue is something any of us can ignore. None of mm-hmm. us. These are children.
Right.
Now, we're talking about saving people right now. We're talking mm-hmm. about saving people. We have killed millions of children that mm-hmm. could have been our saviors right
oh, yeah.
now. We don't have to bring in immigrants. Mm-hmm. We had children here that we did this. And now they're saying, you let them on the table and die? No, I think God will judge me if I don't mm-hmm. do something about that.
Well, amen to that.
Okay.
And you know, and as you're talking about that, I saw where the package of funding to fight, you know, the coronavirus and all that
included
Nancy
$1 billion.
Yeah,
put for Planned Parenthood.
Yeah. Why? You've got a bill that's supposedly to get money to save lives.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to put money in there to take lives.
It's called pork, but this is not called pork. This is called this is something
evil.
Else.
It's
this
called
is
evil.
Something. They, it is evil.
Yeah.
But the president, he is saying the right things. Stay calm.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't sign it, did he? So that means he's reading it. So we don't have to pass it and
right.
then read it. He read it first.
Mm-hmm.
I met this president, and he's real.
Yes.
It's real.
That's what I hear from other people that have met him.
It's real.
Same thing. Yeah. And people say, well, how can he be a Christian? And, you know, a lot of the stuff that people bring up is from his past. Mm-hmm. There's a thing called conversion. It's mm-hmm. called salvation.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people who have met him and said there's a difference in this man today.
It's real.
Than the Donald Trump of 10 years ago or something. And all I know is this has been the single greatest protector and mm-hmm. supporter of unborn children mm-hmm. of any president in mm-hmm. my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe you were at the Bring America Back to Life mm-hmm. conference. Did you see Saturday night they put up the letter that President Trump sent He sent a letter to Molly Smith and the convention or the conference, expressing his support and his appreciation for what's being done to save the babies.
This, he's real. Yes. That's all I can say to you. And
God's
remember,
gonna bless
there was
that.
A David. Mm-hmm. There was a Moses. There was a Jonah. I mean, the Bible is riddled with people who had conversions, isn't it?
Yes.
There was a Laverne, yeah. You know, because anybody mm-hmm. that doesn't have a story, okay.
Yeah. Well, the Apostle Paul
okay.
went from persecuting to the chief writer of the New Testament. So
exactly.
We got about 5 minutes there. I know it just goes by
the
so
time
quickly.
Went fast, so.
And the information.
I just want to thank you for having me.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on. Like I said, you know, it's been of interest to me to get people that are running in the 11th district on because we need to make a difference. And we mm-hmm. need to make a difference in our local community. That's why people need mm-hmm. to get out and vote, be informed with who's mm-hmm. running. We need to be making a difference in statewide races
yes.
and federal races.
Yes.
And of course, this is the big year of the presidential election. And 4 years ago, there was a man they said had no chance. In fact, on this radio program, I said, yeah, he's thrown his hat in the ring, but he's not going to win. I was a Gore supporter initially. When he first came out,
okay.
I thought, you know, it's not. But I had an opportunity to spend a day at the convention 4 years ago and
yeah.
heard him speaking and just, no, I've been 100% ever since, you know. And I'm honest, you know, did I say Gore supporter earlier?
Yeah, you were Bush.
I meant Cruz, Ted Cruz supporter.
Oh, Ted Cruz,
I'm sorry. I just realized what I said. I got my tongue wrapped around my
yeah.
eye teeth, couldn't see what I was
okay.
saying. I was a Ted Cruz supporter. I'm sorry. I said Gore supporter. That's a long time
yeah.
ago. And I'm looking at the Gore. Right Gore.
Remember that name,
over
right?
Here. Yes.
Don't worry.
Got a slip there. But yeah, I was a Ted Cruz supporter. And I didn't think President Trump at the time was going to have a chance. But the more I read, the more I learned, and pastors coming out saying, this man's changed. And then people would go and meet him and say, this man's for real. And
can I say something, Pastor?
Yeah.
It's because of his past
mm-hmm.
that I appreciate him so much. Because he's not judging anybody.
Mm-hmm.
He's not. He's been places we all perhaps will never go.
Right.
We need his experience because you saw he saw through the Planned Parenthood bill that Nancy Pelosi. He's
right.
not dumb. He's smart.
Right.
He's the one. I believe God has.
Well, and like I said, when he was elected, I said in Daniel chapter 2, the Daniel said that God lifts up kings and
okay.
puts some down because
okay.
People
Amen.
Didn't expect him to win.
Amen.
And people went to bed thinking it was going to be President Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
And the next morning they got up and said, where did this come from?
No.
President-elect Trump.
God can show you the way. He always does. He has
yes,
for me.
Yes.
And like I said, this lady that sent that on my Facebook, she wanted to vote for me, but she says, I know you can't win. We have to trust God. We always have to trust God.
Well, we trust God,
Pastor.
But God gives us the ability to
right.
go do things.
That's right.
You know, think about it. when he fed the multitude with the
yes.
few loaves and fishes, he just
yes.
didn't wave his hands and bless them and they were all filled. They had to take the fish and they had to take the bread and carry it out to the people and the people had to eat it.
Exactly.
God does what we can't do. But he expects us to do what we can do. And if people just sit back and say, well, you know, I just don't know what to do. I'm just going to not do anything. I'm just going to trust God.
Without work.
God wants to work through us.
Yes.
And that's the whole business of being salt and light. Well, Laverne Gore, I know we're quickly running out of time here.
Laverne Gore for Congress. Come to my webpage. Come to my Facebook. I'd be excited. But, you know, most important, we have Tuesday is the general election.
Exactly.
Be safe. Wash your hands. Stay mm-hmm. out of crowds. And please, please, trust and believe we are Americans.
Amen to that.
We don't surrender
right.
to anything.
And we don't need to be overcome with fear and
Never.
Panic.
Never.
We just keep on. Like you said, wash your hands. That's the single
yes.
best thing that we can do is
yes.
just wash your hands.
And teach your children to wash their hands,
yes,
too.
Yes, I saw something, and I know the music's coming. A teacher in, like, kindergarten or something, she put a stamp on their hand with her name.
Yes.
And she would give a gold sticker or a prize or
if
something to the
gone.
One that was washed by the end of the day.
Yes.
In teaching hand washing. And don't be overcome with fear. God's not given us a spirit of fear. And Laverne Gore, thank you so
thank
much
you,
for being
Pastor,
on the,
for having
air, the
me
radio.
On.
studio.
Thank you.
I look forward to having you on again as candidate. So
thank you so much, Pastor.
Well, God bless, and I want to thank you for listening today. And we're about out of time. I hope you have a great weekend. Keep safe. And again, check us out live with PastorAl.com. And your website, I think you can get in real quick.
Laverne Gore, number 4, Congress.org.
All right. Thank you so much again. And thanks for listening. God bless. Have a great weekend.
God bless you all.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.